This Sisterhood Through Grief podcast is comprised of a group of women who have lost their spouses and bonded during their time in a grief support group. We are not licensed therapists. Rather, we have endured and survived the journey of grief. During our podcast, we will share our stories of how we suffered, what we encountered and conquered during our journeys, and impart raw truths about grieving. As we learned in our group support, we will speak from the I space and always offer non-judgmental support and understanding to each other. We hope to offer our listeners compassionate support by providing empathy and validating one's grief. Knowing you are not alone and having someone who can say, "I know how you feel," will be our gift to our listeners to promote healing, offer hope, and ease pain. We always open our podcast by lighting a three-wick candle and reciting a short verse. So let me begin. This first wick is for the past and where we have been. The second wick is for the present and where we are now. This third wick is for the future and where we hope to be. This episode 28 of Sisterhood Through Grief, the fourth stage of grief, depression, is hosted by Amy and Christina. To start, I'm going to read a definition of the fourth stage of grief, depression, to help us understand what this stage is all about. It says, after bargaining, our attention moves squarely into the present. Empty feelings present themselves, and grief enters our lives on a deeper level, deeper than we ever imagined. This depressive stage feels as though it will last forever. It's important to understand that this depression is not a sign of mental illness. It is the appropriate response to a great loss. We withdraw from life, left in a fog of intense sadness, wondering, perhaps, is there any point in going on alone? Why go on at all? Depression after loss is too often seen as unnatural, a state to be fixed, something to snap out of. The first question to ask yourself is whether or not the situation you're in is actually depressing. The loss of a loved one is a very depressing situation, and depression is a normal and appropriate response. To not experience depression after a loved one dies would be unusual. When a loss fully settles in your soul, the realization that your loved one didn't get better this time and is not coming back is understandably depressing. If grief is a process of healing, then depression is one of the many necessary steps along the way.
Yeah, I agree with that, as I don't remember being depressed, can't get out of bed, but I think depression is, if it's a stage of the grief, it's your body's way of protecting itself. I think for so long, you're on so much adrenaline, your emotions are wild, your anxiety is high, you can't even think straight. There's so many things going on, especially if you have children and you need to move and family, and there's so many decisions that have to be made. I think eventually your body just kind of slows itself down and kind of protects your brain or your whole body just to slow down and rest. Because, I mean, to heal things too, we have to feel everything, but we also need to rest. And especially we were all mothers with children. And so there was little time for us to rest. And I think that just, like I said, it just slows you down so you can absorb everything that you've just been through, kind of make peace with things, which is a long process in itself. But we also had all this love for our, loved one that passed away. And that kind of has to turn to pain somehow. And then we make peace with it. And I think that depression step is a very important step to go through. And, like we've said with grief, it's all in waves. So it's, you may feel it. I know I would sometimes feel it like maybe Christmas time, a little depressed, or one of my kids' birthdays or the baseball game and there's other dads and I'm here doing it by myself. So you get a little kind of lull and a little sadness and then kind of get back up tomorrow and, put your mask back on right. and be mom again.
I agree. I think it's interesting. And I like how they said that this type of depression is not a sign of mental illness, because when we said we were going to do this episode on the fourth stage called depression, I thought to myself, wow, I don't know if I ever would categorize myself as ever been depressed, because I, in the sense of what we hear in society about depression, where you need medication, where you have suicidal thoughts or whatever, and it's a horrible, horrible, I guess you call it disease, right? But I would say, yes, you will go through in grief, depression, in the way that, like you said, as mothers, we didn't have a lot of time to be depressed, you know, because I think a lot of times the depression sets in when you're alone and when you right. don't have people around you, especially not your kids. So I would say I found myself in this stage of depression after I would drop the kids off and then I'd be by myself. A lot of times driving, I would just be overcome with that deep sadness, right? And the feeling of being alone. And that's what I think this stage is about. It's about the bargaining stage is like, okay, if I did this, if that. I think depression, it's before you're accepting the fact that this is your life. It's when you're saying, oh, this can't be it. This can't be what right. my life is supposed to be like. How am I supposed to be bringing up two small boys? And how am I going to make it? You know, how am I going to get them through school? How am I going to raise them? You know, I think these are all the things you think about in this stage of depression, because it's almost coming to terms with what your life is like, but you're not. You're sort mm-hmm. of fighting it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you're like, okay, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and everything's going to be normal. And, you know, for take a nap or you're sleeping and kind of all those thoughts go away. And then you wake up, you're like, oh no, this is my life. And I'm going to make it the best I can. And, you know, how am I going to move forward with myself and my kids? And, you know, a lot of times we feel guilty for all of our feelings too with grief. So you feel guilty if you're happy, you feel guilty if you're sad,
right,
you feel guilty
right.
if you're mad, because you just don't know what's right. And there's nothing that's right or wrong. It's just how you feel, and you're getting rid of those feelings and making peace and becoming to accept the way your new life is.
Right. And well, that was the beauty of having our grief support group, is we could go in and not feel guilty about laughing. I remember going into group and just laughing because we felt free enough with one another and safe enough to laugh and to have moments of joy and happiness. But then we would leave group and we'd have to say, okay, we've got to put that mask back on. And I think before you get to accepting your life, you're like, you have this thought of you should be a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. I should present myself as not sad, but definitely not happy.
Right.
So it's a really tough stage. It's hard because I would say it's a very lonely stage of grief. And I would say it's also the stage that I always say, don't get stuck in.
Right.
You know, we always say take baby steps every day, take baby steps, but try and move forward every day and just don't get stuck. Well, this is the stuck, and it's fine. You have to have those days that you're depressed, that you, I remember like literally getting down on my hands and knees and being like, oh, really, I don't know if I can get up. But I'd be alone. My kids weren't going, you know,
right
there. And people, I think, would be really surprised if I ever told them that I did that, because
right.
it's not what I presented.
But right.
sure as heck how I felt.
Well, I think there's two sides to the depression, is where, like you did, there was times you're down on your knees and you're like surrendering everything and you don't right. know where to go. But I think at that point too is like, well, for me, with my faith, God, and, you know, that's where like God spoke to me, and I would gain my strength. And I always would say, you know, nothing blooms on a mountaintop. Everything blooms in the valley. And so you need those valleys, and you need to become comfortable with just yourself too, because it's a completely different way that you've been living your life. Right. But then, like you said, don't get stuck. And sometimes when you're alone too much is where you get stuck. So you also need to reach out to your friends, to your family too, if you feel like you are getting stuck and it becomes like, I don't have anything to look forward to. So that's the other side, where you don't want to go that depression stage alone. You know, right. You want to reach out. And that's where our group came. Like we said, we could laugh, we could cry, we could call someone, hey, do you want to go get coffee tonight? Just something where you could just confide in somebody about how you're feeling. And then usually once you release those thoughts and those feelings, you feel 100% better.
Oh,
and cry.
God, so much.
You know, and you do, you get it off your chest, and then it's like a natural process. So your body, your mind's going to go on to the next stage.
Right. And so the other thing I was thinking about, because it's not a form of mental illness, I go back to thinking about when we would see other women in our group, and they were definitely going through depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the girls saying how she had to take her Tic Tacs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, we're not therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists. I wonder, at what point do you say, I need something to get me through this? Mm-hmm. Because it can be deep and it can be dark, I'm sure. You know, you and I did not go there.
Right.
I'm sure we had some people that turned to drinking, right?
Right, right.
And that would be this stage, I would imagine.
Right. Or, you know, your coping skills. And most of us, I mean, we were young when we became widows. So, I mean, I hadn't been like through anything like that in my life. And so I didn't have any coping skills at first. But I think it's where you're stronger than you think. Give yourself credit and don't give up on yourself, because life happens the way it happens. And so built within us is the inner strength to get through these problems that life throws at us.
Yeah, no, I would say that if it is that dark and that tough, I would definitely say to get medical help, psychiatric or, you know,
right.
therapy. But if you think you can get through it, I think you're better off. Like we always say, you've got to feel to heal.
Right.
I tend to think that you're just putting a Band-Aid on something.
Right.
Right. Because after you medicate, you're going to wake up one day and it's still there and you haven't dealt with it.
Right.
You know, and this is, grief is, we're a testament to it, right? Grief,
mm-hmm.
You can get to the other side of grief. You know, there is that other side of the bridge that Patrice always told us, you know, you're just walking across a long bridge and sometimes you
right.
can't see the end, but you will get to the other side if you just are patient and, you know, just have grace on yourself and take care of yourself and allow yourself to feel, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why this stage is so hard. And that's what this stage is all about, right? It's all about the feeling.
Right. And sometimes it feels like the end, but you have, like you said, there's a long bridge. And you can still have a good life, and you will have a good life, and so will your kids. It's just different than what you had expected and planned. And you will carry your loved ones' memories and part of that person with you. And your children will too, whether they really knew him or not, they will. And that person will be part of your life just in a different way.
That's exactly it. It is. It's just different. It's a different life. And, you know, no one can control future, right? So it is different. And, you know, you just have to keep moving forward, you know, taking those steps across that long bridge. And one day you're going to look and you're going to be like, oh, I can see the other side. And,
right.
And it's becoming brighter. And, but it's a process, you know, this is a long process. Grief is not like one day you wake up and it's gone. I mean, look at us, you know.
Right.
All these years later, you still have moments that you're like, oh, you know. It's something you will always have in you, and you carry it with you. You just learn how to live with it.
Right. I mean, because you will have life milestones. Like my son got married this summer and still like, yeah, we had a picture of his dad. And like, but there still is that like kind of little hole in your heart. Like, oh, you know, like he grew up and no dad, but it was still a great wedding and happiness. And we remembered his father. And yeah, so it's still going to be there, but you accept it.
Manage it.
And there's like a sweetness part of it too, that you can start to remember all the good times and not like where you're depressed over the good times. Like you had some good times and you had great times and you can remember those and not cry and you can smile. It was a good part of my life and it went a different direction.
Right. But this age is, you know, like they said, it won't last forever. And you can't let it last forever. I do believe you have to go through it. Like you said, like you always say, you got to feel the heal. But
yeah,
you do. You have to go through it because you can't get to the other side without going through the process and processing what is going on, what you're feeling. So it's tough. I mean, it is a tough stage and it is lonely, but you know, hopefully, well, we were very lucky to have our group and hopefully.
Right.
Like you said, just find a friend that you could, whether you need to rant on about something or cry, or the beauty of this podcast is people can listen to it. Like I used to listen to music in the car and it would just allow me to process what I was thinking. So people can listen to this and have their feelings validated, what they're thinking validated. And that in itself will make you feel a little better.
Right. Yeah. And then, like you said, it is hard and you are strong enough to get through it. And some days you just have to make yourself get up, get dressed and go out. And you will feel better if you put people around you or put things to look forward to when you're in that stage of, I'm going to go to the spa one day, or I'm going to take the kids somewhere, just something to look forward to.
Right.
It's to keep you moving forward.
I always used to think about, I don't know if you ever, I think it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Mm-hmm. That song, just put one foot in front. And I did, but that's really what it is, right?
Yeah,
it's just putting one foot in front of the other every day. And some days it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I get it. And someday, you know, I did. I had those days where I was like, I just can't do this. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like giving up. But then you think, okay, I've got two children. I don't have a choice. And
right.
So that was helpful, you know, because it gave me the push or the purpose, right, to get better.
I think that's where I started my doing a gratitude journal, just like before, five things in the morning or at night, five things I'm thankful for. And some days I would be like, okay, like, I did like put makeup on today, you know, little stuff, or like I made it through the grocery store without the kids killing each other, and little stuff where you're like, okay. And then it kind of changes your perspective around. And so you start to look at the good things instead of like the sad things. And to me, that really, like I said, my perspective changed completely on that.
This also, what's nice about that is, you know, you can look back a week or a month or a year and say, oh my God, you know, I'm so much further along than where I was. You can see the way you were thinking, and to write five little things that you're grateful for was so difficult. But now, year, 2 years out, you're like, you know, you have all these amazing things that you're grateful for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's a change of perspective. And like we said, it will happen. It's just time.
Right.
Everyone's time is different. You know, we all go through this at a very different pace. So if someone's going through it faster, there's no judgment. Or if someone's taking a little longer, there's no judgment. But you do have to go through it. And that's the difficult thing. That's what makes this so difficult. And like we said, if you can try to not be alone through it, that's the way, that's what you should do. It is, I would say, pretty impossible to go through this alone.
It's like a chemical process too, that your body is going through. So, I mean, you can't prevent it. It is. And some people lose weight, some gain weight. I mean, I know there's just different things your body will go through too. And it's just part of the protection of the body and the process of it. I remember asking Patrice, like, why am I gaining weight? And she's like, sometimes your body just needs that weight to heal. You know, like, right. It's just part of it. And there's just different things that can happen to your body too.
I'm sure it's hormones. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Like even like you and I, Christina, are like, we're coming up on the 20 something years, but we lost our husbands around the same time. So even like going into the fall, like I get, there's a certain like the air gets a little cooler. Yeah. Like my body kind of goes through like a chemical thing again of like just some of those memories popping up because it was traumatic for us. Your body's always going to kind of remember it. But maybe all those steps kind of come up briefly as you're going through it, the anticipation of the anniversary date. And you think, oh, 20 something years, I'm fine, but it still comes up.
No, I think I remember Patrice telling us that it's like muscle memory, right? You don't even realize that. I would find it to be true. You know, years later, I'd be like, I'd have an off day and I'm like, why am I feeling? And then I'll be like, oh my God, this is the day that he had his accident, or this is the day that, you know, he died. And it's just incredible how your mind and your body works.
Right.
But, you know, like we were saying, you get to a point where you can get through it. You know, you have the thought and you're like, oh, okay. And then you can move forward, right? You're not stuck there and you don't have that deep pain in your heart and, you know, where you can't breathe. And that's normal when you're going through the early stage of grief. Mm-hmm. So it's like we keep saying, it's a process, it's time. And you just have to have, you know, seriously have grace on yourself, that you just have to allow yourself to feel.
Yeah. And then you will get to the point where one day you'll think of your loved one and you'll smile. Like you won't remember the trauma of it. You remember that person and their life.
And it's a beautiful thought.
It is.
It's not a sad thought anymore. It ends up being a beautiful thought. And you want to talk about it and you want to bring their names into conversations because that's keeping their memory alive.
Mm-hmm. And the love carries through. And I think that's what you come out on the other end is still with the love. It's gone to pain, acceptance, understanding, and then it comes back to this love that's always going to be part of you.
Right. So for anyone who's in this stage of depression, this is hopefully something that we are giving you hope and something to look forward to and providing with the knowledge that it won't always be like this. It feels like you're never going to get through it. It feels like this is the way I'm going to feel forever, but you're not meant to. And the more you can allow yourself to feel what you're going through and feel your feelings, the quicker you're going to get through this really tough stage. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us on social media at Sisterhood Through Grief on Facebook or Instagram, or our email is sisterhoodthroughgrief.com. Stay strong, take the baby steps forward, and thank you.